The once blacklisted Walton, Will Geer, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. Known as Grandpa in the 1970s television serial The Waltons, Hoosier-born actor Will Geer achieved prominence before settling on Walton's Mountain. Born in 1902, the Frankfort, Indiana native recited poetry at the knee of James Whitcomb Riley before going on to study horticulture at the University of Chicago. His thespian talent soon prevailed, however. Geer participated in college productions and toured with several theater companies after graduation. As his star rose, so did Geer's political consciousness. He embraced the causes of pacifism, civil rights, and union organization, and took roles in Broadway productions with similar themes: Let Freedom Ring, The Cradle Will Rock, and Of Mice and Men. Geer claimed that he always injected a little Hoosier into whatever role he played, and took every opportunity to return to his home state. Geer's political activism, which included repeated appearances at fundraisers for the American Communist Party, landed him a subpoena to appear before the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1951. He refused to name names or to deny party affiliation and was consequently blacklisted by the movie industry through the 1950s. He returned to the screen in 1962's Advise and Consent, and Geer worked steadily in films, on stage, and on television for the rest of his life. A year before his death in 1978, when Geer was again called up before a House subcommittee to testify against mandatory retirement age policies, he was hailed as a great American. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society.